This is Michael Negulis with Fathers Justice USA podcast here on Spotify through Anchor and other broadcast media platforms. I had just got off the phone with Johnny Langus, Mr. X, and we had spoke a little bit. It's kind of impromptu because I'm driving to work still. Just wanted to make you people aware of some of the current situations that have been going on. I've been following Johnny, and I know that he went and drove a long way to see his daughter and was denied, and things going on with him. Just wanted to give a shout out to all those who are listening to us in the Fathers Justice USA group and the Parents Against DCS, DCFS, and CPS, and the corruption that is involved with them. A lot of good people that I've got to know through the last few years of my divorce and finalization of divorce and custody. It's been an experience. It's been a true awakening. It lets me know how many people really are going through the same things that me and my family are going through. And it's absolutely horrendous. But we're not going to lose hope. We're not going to quit fighting. They've got to open their eyes one way or another. They've got to see it one way or another, because eventually there's going to be enough of us to where we have to be acknowledged. There is enough of us. We just have to get us all together in one place. That place is right here, Fathers Justice USA. That place is Father's Rights. That place is everywhere you see people taking a stand against corruption. That's everybody who wakes up in the morning who can't live with this anymore. Every father, every child that's going through this, you can't take it no more, and you don't want to be the person that's laying down. It's time to stand up. You know, we'd rather die on our feet than live on our knees, and that's the way us men feel about our kids, especially real fathers out there. And I'm not saying that every dad out there is the greatest dad in the world. I'm not saying that. I've seen a lot of low-life people. I've seen low-life parents, both men and woman alike. I have. I've seen them both. But you know what? The dads that are truly trying, those are the dads that are going to work every single day and living on $90 a week because all their money goes to their child support and their alimony. And everybody's got their hands in the pie and dad can't even scrape by. While some other man watches his kids and pretends to be dad down and mom and new boyfriend or new husband live high off the hog because they take everything that dad has, and that's how it works. Shouldn't be that way. Should not be that way. 100%. You want equal rights. You want this and that. Women that are out there just bleeding their exes dry for whatever they can get out of them. It's got to come to an end at some point. It has to. Both parents should have to pay child support into a fund that goes specifically for the kids. If they're going to do a 50-50 shared equal parenting plan, that's fine. They should equate both parents' income and say, okay, both of you pay this to this account each month, and X amount has to come out for food, X amount has to come out for bills where they live, X amount, X amount. If they want to cut it down to the bones and get real with, you want a fair 50-50 shared parenting, but residential parent gets support, that doesn't work that way. I have sole custody and I get no support. Zero. I have my kids 20 to 21 days a month. My ex gets 10 to 11 days a month and I get zero help. Zero. With legal custody, with residential custody, and my son being severely autistic and having a little brother 2 years behind him. And you want to talk about a crap cake? Try that. Try fighting and showing all your evidence. It doesn't work because they just see what they want to see. It's see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil with the family courts. If they see no evil, they hear no evil, and they speak no evil, then that evil doesn't exist, so therefore your evidence doesn't exist in the family courts. That's the discrimination I've dealt with. But like I said, I don't want to ramble on me too much. There's a lot of us going through a lot of the same things going on here. We're going to get some more people on the line here. I want to get Ryan DeCastro on the line here. The Wake Up Podcast is a fellowship podcast that I'm partnered with. More so Tiffany's than mine. I do this because this gets the word out for all of us fathers and all of us people facing the superior injustices that go on in our day-to-day lives in the government and your constitutional rights that get violated every single day that you really don't know is happening. It does. It happens every single day. I'm going to edit this podcast a little bit. There'll be some things I cut out, some things that I add in, but you guys are going to get to hear a bunch, and you're going to get to see a bunch, and hopefully we can raise our voices loud enough that they start listening. I want to say God bless you all. My thoughts and prayers go out to all you alienated fathers out there trying to do the right thing. Heart goes out to all the kids involved, and God bless you all. We'll look to see you next time. Hopefully our audience gets a little bit bigger. God bless y'all, and we'll see you next time. This is Michael Negulis, Fathers Justice USA, signing off.
Hello?
Donnie.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Here from Chicago.
Here from Chicago. Well, this is, I'm able to edit on my podcast. I'm driving on my way to work now. I got about a 40-minute ride. I figured we could discuss this thing.
Most definitely. I love to let my story go out and let everybody know what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
I follow you very closely, John. Why don't you go ahead and bring the Fathers Justice Group podcast up to speed on some of the things that you've been going through.
All right. So my story began in 2007 when the mother of my daughter and I decided to enter into a contract or an agreement that I'm going to be the biological parent to my child. I'm going to pay my mandated support, and I'm going to have my normal visitation privileges, which is every other weekend, holidays, and birthdays and vacation time.
Yeah.
I already knew from the beginning I was going to get into a messy situation. I didn't know the timing of it. I didn't know when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So we all go normal visitation. I start getting my visitation time. And during this time, I kind of knew that this person was going to turn out to be my worst enemy 15 years later down the line. I already sensed that we were dealing with a narcissist at the beginning. I already knew it. Just she wanted me to kind of bribe her for allowing me to spend time with my daughter.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, giving her allowance money to go shop while it's my weekend and I need to take my daughter places and chauffeur her to the places that she wanted to get dropped off while I spend time with my kids.
Yeah. So do you believe that she was using your daughter like as a pawn?
Yes. Yes. Yes, she was. She knew what she was going with this and how far she wanted to take this, because we were already broken up. There was nothing tying us into a couple. It was just an agreement.
Yeah,
I'm the dad, and my visitations need to be enforced. That's at that time. That's how it felt, and that's what it was.
You and mom were never married.
Nope, we were never married.
Yeah, that makes it difficult. See, like my situation, I was married, and I've been in my kids' lives and involved, and you know everything like that. Mom can't hurt me no more. So the only way mom can hurt me is through the kids.
Exactly.
So then she keeps taking these shots and nobody does anything to her. It's always just being vindictive, they say. No, it's not being vindictive. It's protecting my kids, and all you're doing is hurting them, because you know that the only way you can hurt me is through them.
Exactly. And that's what I knew I was getting myself through. But I decided to be the person that would just ignore it, bypass it, just because I wanted to spend time with my kids.
Yeah.
We let it go, and petty little things became into a norm situation when parental alienation was happening.
Well, the court will blow up anything extremely, as big as they can make the smallest incident if it's against you as a father. But now, if an allegation comes out against mom, they try to sweep it underneath the rug, because I've been through this for almost 3 years now.
And that's where I am currently. My current situation is, from 2007 to 2019, this court order of visitation has been violated more than four times.
Yeah.
It's just 2019 decided to be the year that dad was going to become an abuser, an alcoholic, a drug addict.
Yeah.
And a molester.
Yeah.
Just so I could have full custody, because mom felt she didn't have a fair trial in a child support hearing. And she retaliated by calling our friends, DCF here in Chicago, Child Protective Family Services.
Yeah.
And they decided to bring out some accusations or allegations, per se, of things that never happened, to infringe that my daughter was feeling comfortable with having a relationship with me, and she was feeling more daddy side than mommy side.
Get more inclined to be at dad's than at mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that allegation led to a restraining order, and they couldn't go forward because the allegations kind of infringe on the time of me being at work. So how can this happen if it was at work?
Yeah, that's the thing, is they try to ignore the evidence. I've recorded everything, thousands of hours of absolute everything, any kind of evidence you think of, emails, videos, audios, phone calls, text messages, social media, you name the type of evidence, police reports, even I have it, GAL reports, I have them all. And you know what they do? They turn a blind eye to it, and they don't look at it. Even when I come with new, more, here's more evidence showing, proving, they don't look at it.
Well, now that I'm being alienated out of 230 days from March 2018, we're in December 2019, which a couple months, almost to a year, that the mother, at the attempts to destroy my relationship with my daughter, she gained custody, partial custody, not legally custody, because there was no order saying she has full custody, nor there's an order stopping me from seeing my daughter, but it's all being gained and facilitated by the family court system, where the mom is in favor, even though we have all evidence to punish and bring to justice parental alienation. I have police reports. I have proof that she was the one who called DCF. My daughter keeps saying, hey, mom is telling me, mom is lying to protect me from you. My daughter is acknowledging that everything was created out of falsely, yet I'm still without any visits or any contact.
I don't know the exact statistics on this, but it is pretty factual knowledge that most, I'm not saying all, but most, in a lot of cases, divorce attorneys for moms will tell their clients to just say you were a battered spouse, say he beat you up, say he did this, say he did that, make him look horrible, and that is their whole defense in court, and that's what they lie about, and that's the most common lie used, even with proof in family courts, because you're, it's almost as if the family courts treat you as if you're constitutional, 5th and 14th Amendment don't exist. And that's the crap part about it. They can try that, but that's what our podcast is about. That's what our group's about. And that's what the Fathers' Rights Movement is about. And women wanted the equality. They got their equality, but that doesn't mean be more than equal now to where we can discriminate against men.
Yes, yes. At my last hearing, in 2 weeks ago, our judge decided to take, even though I'm the petitioner and even though I'm the plaintiff and the respondent is the other parent, the respondent has not filed an appearance to our court hearing, and neither had she filed a response to my motions, but yet the judge wanted to take her opinions and make it into a ruling.
Yeah, and you see, that's called slander. If they state something that is not true, that you can prove is not true as fact, that, sir, is slander, and they are slandering you, okay? They cannot put an allegation as fact written down in your case docket that this is something that happened when it can be proven false or is just an allegation. They cannot quote it as being so. And that's where they come into the loophole of your constitutional rights and freedom of speech and everything like that. Slander is an entirely different thing. Slander is when you're saying things that aren't true that people are recording as factual knowledge.
Yeah, so instead of me being the one pursuing the case and the one enforcing my visitations, now I'm ordered to have supervised therapy and that my daughter is not allowed to be left alone with me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that is a malicious mother syndrome coming from the mom that the court isn't recognizing and that exists more so than what the government wants to recognize, because if you can discredit the work of one person who did all this corrupt stuff in examples of many cases, then all the work is discredited. And this is what the government fears. You're going to shed light to the corruption that exists and the bias and the hand washing and back scratching and things that go on behind the scenes, which is what they want to silence us about. And they can continue to try to silence us. That's fine. We're going to keep on. They're going to put us in jail or do whatever they want. It says in the Constitution, protecting your rights is not considered an infractable reason. So if they're going to try to put penalties on us, they can't constitutionally do so. And this is going to get much bigger than what they think. 2020 is coming. People are all distracted by the election. But the Fathers' Rights Movement, Fathers Justice USA, the Parental Coalition of America, the Parental Coalition for Alienated Parents, all of us, we're together, we're united as one. And they're going to see there's going to be more rallies on D.C., God forbid I can't come to them. I mean, I would love to, but I have a severely autistic six-year-old and therapies and things. This is how I support us. This is how we support us. And anybody who wants to tell their story, Johnny Lang is here. Mr. X is our co-host. And he's going to be coming with some podcasts here soon. I'm going to try to get him hooked up on this Anchor linkage so he can put some words out here on the Spotify app and other iTunes and other platform. You guys gotta pardon me a little bit. I am driving to work and on the highway right now.
How are you guys planning your holidays? Are you guys having fun with the holidays?
Oh yeah, I mean my ex gets my kids this year, our kids this year. She gets them. It's okay. We'll do our Christmas early. We're doing our Thanksgiving late. It's an odd year. She gets them these years. I don't care as long as my kids come back okay. As long as they ain't coming back saying horrendous things, not hurt, got extra marks or whatever, that kind of thing, cussing unbelievably. They look healthy and clean. I mean, that's the kind of things that matter to me.
Yes. We gotta start getting our Christmas spirit up in here, and we're gonna be, even though family court could be stressful and sad and something that you don't want to get yourself into, but we're going to be the upper hand of this case. We're going to be the upper hand of everything, and we're going to succeed in our goal.
Yeah, most certainly. And you know, we can't give up. We got to send our prayers out to the families for Thaddeus Moorhead, for Anaya Day Garrett. We're keeping our thoughts with Joshua Stevens. I want to thank Steve Newsom. I've been following him a lot. He's got a lot of real good things to say. Ryan Nicastro, there's so many more of you guys I want to give a shout out to here on the Fathers Justice USA podcast. And you guys are going to hear some more from Johnny Langus. Go ahead and give your piece, John. You're your co-host, man. I want to get you on this Anchor app, get you put some stuff out here so the world can hear.
Yes, yes. We all here to support each other. We all here to help one another. 50-50 custody should be the regular norm in family court. No more visitations. We're not visitors. We have an inevitable right that we need to claim, and we all here for the best interest of the child. Our generation is broken. We got to fix it. And this is for our children's generation. That's all it is.
That's right, man. I couldn't agree with you more, Johnny. I'm going to finish my job or my drive to work, and we're going to talk to you again here soon. I will send you the copy of this podcast after I edit or whatever and go through it. And we'll get the okay on that, and then I'll go ahead and throw it up on Spotify, and hopefully we can attract some more listeners.
Sounds like a plan. Look forward to that.
God bless, John, and I hope you take care of yourself, my friend.
You do the same. Safe
drive. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Later.
Bye.